U.S. District Judge Mark Walker granted the additional day on Monday with a hearing set for Wednesday involving a temporary restraining order sought by the plaintiffs and an extension of voter registration to at least October 18th. The Florida Democratic Party filed suit late Sunday to try to force state officials to extend the deadline for up to a week to allow residents who fled Hurricane Matthew to continue registering. But Scott had already signaled he was unlikely to do so.
Everybody has had a lot of time to register. On top of that, you know, we've got lots of opportunities to vote, early voting, absentee voting, and election day, so I don't intend to make any changes.
Scott heads a super PAC supporting Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. Allison Tant chairs the Florida Democratic Party.
Typical human nature, we don't do what we're supposed to do till the deadlines are upon us. And so we registered tens of thousands of voters in the final few days of voter registration. And Hurricane Matthew stopped people from being able to register to vote.
In the suit, plaintiff attorneys argue it was unfair for Scott to warn residents to follow evacuation orders ahead of the storm, which thousands did, and then refused to give people more time to register after the storm displaced them and forced government offices to close.
If we have to make alterations due to an executive order or an order from a court, then we figure out a way to do it. But as of now, we're plowing forward like we know how to do.
Escambia County Supervisor of Elections David Stafford originally extended hours today from 8 a.m. until 7 p.m. to allow voters to register before the deadline, which in turn had been extended one day by Uncle Sam and Christopher Columbus.
Florida has a 29-day period before an election where the registration books close for that particular election. Actually, that technically fell on Monday the 10th, but because that was a federal holiday, it pushed until Tuesday the 11th.
In the meantime, it's business as usual at the Escambia office and the other 66 in Florida.
This is not overly unusual to see lawsuits filed as we get closer and closer to Election Day on a myriad of issues as it relates to elections here in Florida. We're just kind of used to it. So we basically just move forward unless we hear something different.
Monday's ruling also means registration forms arriving past the original deadline today have a chance of being valid.
We know we're going to get applications in on the 12th, the 13th, the 14th. Normally, they would be put on, but they would not activate until after the election. In theory, if an order was entered to extend that deadline, then that's something that could be done. The valid registration data is entered as part of that.
It's a highly contentious, very public election that we have going on here, and there's a lot more people paying attention to it this time around than sometimes we have in other years.
Okaloosa County Supervisor Paul Lux urges those not yet registered to vote, both eligible Floridians and those moving in from out of state, to take advantage of this extra time.
If you have moved to Florida in the last weeks or months and you haven't had a chance to register to vote yet, you cannot transfer that registration from another state into Florida. You have to register brand new in Florida. So most of us have extended hours. Take advantage of those in the extended time that the court gives.
More information is available at your County Supervisor of Elections website. In his 16-page decision, Judge Mark Walker said the idea of an extension being about politics is poppycock. The case, he continued, is about the right of aspiring eligible voters to register and to have their votes counted. Walker added that nothing could be more fundamental to our democracy. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.